Representative Pete McCloskey, who was a representative in the South Peninsula of the Bay Area many years ago in parts of the Central Valley, is coming out of retirement to now represent people in the Central Valley. He's taking up residence in a cottage in Lodi as some people say, he's being a carpetbagger, but he'll tell you why that's not anything he's ashamed of, to challenge Richard Pombo. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Well, I don't feel like as much of a carpetbagger. My grandfather and father, great-grandfather, all farmed in Merced County, just south of San Joaquin, and I wouldn't come out of retirement except this man Pombo represents a threat to everything that I've lived in for California for many years. Chief among them, he wants to privatize the remaining public lands in Northern California. He tried to sneak a provision in a bill a couple of weeks ago to try to sell all of the mining claim land in the United States to put them up for bid to mining companies for development. But the privatization of public lands is just so atrocious that in his position as the chair of the Committee on Natural Resources,
which is sort of like the fox guarding the hen house.
Well, it's in charge of all public lands, and if he wants to turn it over for private development with the Republican majority in the House and Senate, he's not a man that I would like to see with that power, so I'm going to run against him and hopefully beat him.
Now, he's also been on our show. Well, he hasn't been on our show. We've talked about how he's trying to dilute the Endangered Species Act, something that you actually worked on?
Yes, and I would recognize the need for some amendments. For example, when a levee breaks, I don't think we can take 18 months to see what repairing the levee will do to any endangered species, that kind of a thing. But he's put three things in it which are just outrageous. He wants to give the Secretary of Interior the power to use whatever science she wants with Gail Norton or James Watt before him. That's a disaster. He put in a five-year exemption for pesticides in areas where species are endangered, and we couldn't figure out why he did it, and then we found that Monsanto had given $115,000 to a foundation which supports Pombo's trips. But the worst part of this provision, he took out the endangered species habitat provision, which is one of the keys to the act, and he provided that in the event a developer wanted to develop land and was precluded because he had to make compromises with the Endangered Species Act, that developer would be entitled to all of his potential future profits from the development. If you did that, you'd bankrupt the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service very quickly, and I believe that's his intent. He announced his intent was to completely abolish the act 10 years ago. This act guts it and is well on the way to gutting the whole protection for endangered species.
Now, Richard Pombo, who, again, is an incumbent in the 11th Congressional District of California, has been in the news lately, also with ties to Jack Abramoff.
He got more money from Abramoff and his clients than any other California Republican, any other California Congress. We got $54,500. His committee has jurisdiction over Indians. It has jurisdiction over the trust territories like the Mariana Islands. He's interceded to protect Abramoff from investigation, delay from investigation. He interceded on behalf of Charles Hurwitz, who is trying to log the last old-growth redwoods in California. Everywhere Pombo has gone, he has gone against environmental standards that were pretty well accepted by both parties, Republican and Democrat.
Now, how concerned are you that you'll be competing, by the way, in the June 6th primary as a Republican against an incumbent Republican in a fairly conservative part of a fairly progressive state?
That's true. It's a Republican district. It's a conservative Republican district. I feel at home there because the Central Valley of California has been a place where I've tried jury cases representing landowners in all four counties, but it'll be tough.
And they've given you a small chance of winning, of course. These are the Republican spinners. They're saying, let's see, I think there's a greater chance that the sun will stand still in the sky. That is according to Ray McNally. He's a political consultant for the Republican Party. I don't think, well, let me ask you, would you bother going through this if you didn't think you had a chance of winning?
Absolutely not. I don't know that I'll win, but I'm sure as heck going to give it a fight, and I think I can win. The other guy can raise $4 million. We may be lucky to get close to $1 million, but he's wrong, and he's in up to his ears with Abramoff and delay and the scandals of the K Street project, which is rained all of this money into California Republicans and other California congressmen as well. But the Republicans have been corrupted by the power, in my judgment, and the best thing that could happen for the Republican Party is if mavericks like John McCain and I and Olympia Snowe and Lincoln Chafee could prevail and get the Republican Party back to a reasonable environmental posture.
Now, you were back, you were involved back during the first Earth Day, 1970, and I see that you were the Republican co-chair of that first celebration of Earth Day. You say, about everything I've been connected with since then, this guy would like to roll back. I mean, it's almost like a personal attack. Are you taking it that way?
Well, I think he said I was unworthy of debate. I hope to change his mind before the end of this campaign, but it is true. He has attempted to roll back all of the environmental protections, clean air, clean water, endangered species, Marine Mammal Protection Act. He even tried to put a provision in his bill that would endanger the manatee off Florida. Now, you tell me why a California congressman would do that or why he would want to restore commercial whaling by the Japanese. He's gone to the IWC and urged commercial whaling by the Japanese, and then we find that he's gotten money from the Japanese Whaling Association and the International Federation of Fur Traders, these guys that want to get tusks or aphrodisiacs from Africa. It's an incredible position for a Republican to take.
In our last minute, tell us about why you do not recognize this Republican Party. It's not the Republican Party you were very much a part of.
Well, I think back on Jerry Ford and Bob Michael and John Rhodes and Bob Dole and Ronald Reagan and George Bush the Elder. All of these were honorable men. They would not have taken bribes or been involved with people like Abramoff and inserting provisions into bills to try to take some crack out of the environment. The Republican Party was an honorable party. It was one of fiscal responsibility. It gave a woman the right of choice, of limited government intrusion into personal choices. This party has become far different than what I knew, and I'd like to see it change back. And I think if you're old enough and healthy enough that you ought to participate in the political system, I intend to.
And I imagine you're going to get the support of a lot of environmental groups.
Well, I hope they might spend a small check at P.O. Box 3, Rumsey, California, 95679.
And we'll post that on our website, which is www.ecotalk.net. Representative Pete McCloskey, thanks for joining us. You go get him. He says this is a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. Just to show our listeners, we don't just talk to Democrats. We talk to all people. Their only criteria needs to be, are they good for the environment? And even if they're bad, we sometimes put them on, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back with another exciting segment of EcoTalk, a great edition. I'm excited about it. I think you'll be, too.